Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown studios here in San Francisco, California. Also glad to be on SB Nation Radio as well, as we hit midnight on the East Coast. It's 9:06 here in California. Wherever you are, it's time to talk video games on these sports talk networks, which are 23 hours this day and 6 days the rest of the week, just football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, that type of stuff. This now is video game talk, so get on in. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make the games. I don't, you take a motherboard and look at circuitry under these, I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you what I like and what I don't like, and I want to hear from you as well. It is a collaborative effort. So what's good? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, all the way neophytes into hardcore gamers, we're here for you. It's a toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in, and that'll get you heard coast-to-coast and border-to-border. Also around the world on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. If you are in the military, I'm on your side. It's a great privilege to be on AFN, as I'm a FAN of that storied franchise as well. So Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, it doesn't matter. As I said, wherever you are, thank you for keeping us safe and allowing us to stay at home and play video games. We know you'd much rather be at home doing the same thing, so we'll see you soon. Other ways of listening to this show, you can always check us out online at sportsbyline.com. Click Listen Live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can use that for the cheat code. We do that at the end of the show. Also on the TuneIn Radio app and the iHeartRadio app, apropos applications for receiving this programming. On your TV set in 35 million homes, we got CRN Digital Plus 2. That is the cable radio network, channel 2 on your cable provider. If you want to get me on the Twitter, it is at Rick Tittle as well. So we'll come out, what's going on, what have you been playing this weekend. No interviews today, just y'alls and your calls. Get in the queue, we'll talk to you, and at 40 after, we'll give away a brand new game as we always do. So I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
Town for you there, F-Zero back in the day cover. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you. That's me, you're you, as we talk video games on the Video Game Review. As I usually start off the show, I say, what have you been playing this weekend? And I tell you what I have been playing this weekend. And my my love-hate relationship with Fallout 76 continues. With some more spotty examples, one of them being that I love what Bethesda has done, starting with Fallout 3 and continuing with Fallout 4 and also with Fallout 76, is these games look the same, they feel the same. Some people say it's not that creative. I could discover new areas as long as you want. I'll go through the monotony of picking things up and all that. I love it. And so I decided that despite the faults of this game and having to be online, which I hate, and having other schmucks come up and try and kill you and sometimes kill you, and then you throw a grenade at a super mutant and part of the grenade hits a house, now you're wanted and everyone tries to shoot you, all the things that can go on, people following you around, people trying to be your friend when you want to do a one-player game. Despite all that, I decided that I was really going to push forward, because I knew, playing these games as I have, and you do too, not just this type of game, but it's the same with Elder Scrolls and Skyrim, is that you really can't start liking the game and getting everything out of it until you get a little bit powerful. And if you're always just getting your behind handed to you by the NPCs, bots, and other players, what have you, then it can get a bit frustrating. So I decided to put in the hours and, you know, get more perks, get more experience points, and get more powerful weapons. And it's a slower pace in this. And it is frustrating that you can only hold 600 units of measure in your little camp. You can only build so much in your camp. I still have all the work tables for armor and chemistry and tinkers and weapons, obviously, and a campsite. I have all that stuff. Cooking station, I should say. It's nothing good to look at, like Fallout 4. But yesterday, three times, I got kicked off the server. Now, sometimes at my abode, it can happen that my Wi-Fi can get a little wonky. This wasn't the case. The Wi-Fi was fine. And this is something that we've heard from a lot of gamers, that it kills them that they can just all of a sudden get kicked offline. And the first time I had gone up to this place on a hill that had all those little communists, literally communists with the red stars, those little robot spider things that jump up. They shoot laser beams and they jump up in your face. And there were maybe 100 of them ganging up on me. It was pretty rough. But you get through all that. And I finally get to a workstation. I start scrapping a lot of the metal and elements and junk. And then scrapping rifles and pistols and therefore opening up new mods. And all of a sudden I get kicked off the server. I fire it back up again and I'm standing outside the place. I haven't entered it yet. And I like the world, the Fallout world that Bethesda makes too much. I thought, you know what? Whew. Well, that was about 20 minutes worth of fighting, but I cannot let that go away. I have to do it again. So I went through the whole thing, and then I got about, I don't know, 100 yards from the place, and I missed that again. So I thought, okay, if I turn this back on, because that's what you're doing. You got to turn it back on again. When I turn this back on, get online, I better have completed that. Now, everything respawns, which stinks, and as much liquid that you have had to drink, it'll still say you're thirsty and it'll still say you're hungry, even if you've eaten a whole bunch of stuff. So, luckily, it did have that. But then, about an hour later, I got kicked off for a third time, and I'm like, okay, I give up. Three strikes and you're out, okay? You don't even need to be American or baseball fans around the world. Three strikes and you're out. And so, today, I thought, this morning, I thought I'll give it a go, mate. I'll see what's going on, and I'll see if I'll be able to play this game. And I did not get kicked off. But I don't like the fact that it can happen. I also found these scallywag things, these three horrible little lizard things. They're not little, actually. They're about the size of dogs. And I shot at them. I threw grenades at them and frag mines, and they took no damage. And then I ski-daddled, as you might imagine. I did find one fusion core, so now I have some power armor that I can actually wear, but it's really just a shell of itself. They really, really make you play a long time to earn some of this stuff. And yet, when you're on the server, because I just hit 20th level, when you're on the server, you're playing with guys who could be anywhere from today. They went from 5 to 62, and I've seen higher. So there was this one case where a guy, I was actually helping him kill this mole rat, and after I did, he gave me a thumbs up. He was level 87. What am I going to do? You know, say, you know, forget you? No, the guy would crush me with one shot. So as you get to level 20 and you start to, you know, use more equipment, I understand that your carry weight can get a bit much and you can be over and it's going to slow you down. You can't fast travel, which costs caps now anyway, unless you go back to your camp. But the fact that you can only store so much means you got to make some hard choices. Like, I have a minigun and a missile launcher. I can't use them yet. I have an assault combat rifle. I can't use that yet. All those things I can't use because they're level 35 and up. I can find them. I can't use them, which is frustrating, which means the people who have put in the time already, they can use that stuff on you if you want to go at it. So I store it, and now I need room. Do I throw those things away? A couple of things I did. I had two miniguns I had to throw away. You can't sell anything. You sell things, there's only $200, and the guy's giving you like $9 for stuff. It's not like accumulating a lot of wealth that you could do in the old game. I did find kind of a cool little 10mm submachine gun today. It's kind of like looks like a Thompson with a banana clip, and they had that actually in Fallout 3. It's not a MAC-10, but it is a 10mm, which is kind of cool. But that's the thing, is you know, and I've talked to a couple people who have given up on the game. They just can't stand that it's online. But last night, I can tell you, I got very close. I decided to try it again today, and it did work. But I got very close to just putting Fallout 4 back in. Fallout 4, where I have like an empire, where I walk around with impunity. And I earned it. Now, am I fighting some things that had respawned? Yeah, but at least I know I'm in the game by myself. So this was an experiment. It didn't pay off, obviously. But as I said, I discovered, you know, at least six new places today. Not everything is on the map. You got to find it for yourself. And as long as you're not getting kicked offline, and as long as you understand that, I also found this swampland too, and it says you got to wear a gas mask, which I had back in my camp. But as long as you understand that where you're going, it's going to be a little rough. If you can embrace that, you know, because I like Fallout 3 and Fallout 4 so much that I have twisted my brain around in circles to be accommodating to Fallout 76, which has some tremendous, tremendous locations. You can't say levels because it's a sandbox game, but there's some tremendous places that you can go in this game. So I'm still playing Bethesda. I'm hanging by a thread, but I'm still playing. What have you been playing? Some more stuff on the other side. Your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a new game, as we always do. I'll also let you know what's coming out this week, the new releases, and then at the end of the show, cheat code, send it in, a request. Usually, I like to get them out for the older games. The request is rick@sportsbyline.com. I was reading an article on IGN, which is right here in town, San Francisco. And they compiled a list. It's pretty cool. They compiled the list of all the video game movies that are announced, planned, or in production. So a lot of them will never get made. And it's not movies like Wreck-It Ralph that are about a video game. It has to be a movie based on a video game. And you think about, I remember when I was in high school and they did the Super Mario movie. Or actually, I guess I had to be in college then, but Captain Lou Albano, I mean, it was so bad. I love Doom. That movie didn't work out. Some people like the Angry Birds movie. But the ones with confirmed release dates, Detective Pikachu. And that movie has really upset some people. It has made some people laugh on the trailer. You got Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. Yeah, Deadpool. It's going to be the first American live-action Pokemon film. That'll be out May 10th of this year. Speaking of the Angry Birds movie, we had the director of that movie on, what was it, 2 years ago, when that came out. Actually, 2016 he was in here. And that was a huge financial success. It actually is the second highest grossing video game movie ever. Right after the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movie. So Angry Birds Movie 2 is coming out August 16th. Also, we've been hearing a lot about the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which is a live movie adaptation. So a lot of CGI in this. But this was a movie that was announced in 2014. And now there is an actual release date 5 years later, November 15th of this year. So there are some other movies confirmed to be in production, but they do not have release dates yet. And here are some of them. Assassin's Creed 2. I wasn't a big fan of the Michael Fassbender vehicle, Assassin's Creed. I couldn't separate the thing where he was on that big steel, I don't know, Nautilus machine almost, but it was back in time, but it wasn't. I know, my brain is too small. There is a supposed to be a movie written by Aaron Berg, produced by Avi and Ari Arad about Borderlands. Now, that was announced 3 years ago. There isn't just one Call of Duty movie in development. The sequel is already in development. And the first one is supposed to be directed by Stefano Solima. He did Sicario 2. So that'll be interesting. I just wonder if, you know, like something like Call of Duty, do they take the name of the movie and then they just have guys use like similar guns? Or are they actually going to try to make it look like Call of Duty? I think if you don't try to make it look like the game, it just is, you might as well call it something else. Gina Rodriguez, you might know her from the show Jane the Virgin. She's going to be starring in Carmen Sandiego. She will be Carmen Sandiego. This is going to be an animated movie, and they said that she's also going to do a show that will be on Netflix as Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? cheese on a streaming service. Centipede. Yes, MoviePass Films has partnered with Atari to produce a film about Centipede and also to produce a film about Missile Command. Now, we did hear back in 2016 about Atari making a Missile Command movie. They were trying to do that with Oasis Films. But if it's cool, that's great. I played that when I was in high school. That was a 1980 game. How old are you, dude? How old? Contra. This is a live-action film produced by Beijing Starlet Movie and TV Culture. So that is a Chinese movie in production. Is it really about the Contras in Central America? Is there the Sandinista movie? No, I don't think so, but we'll see. The Division. This is with Deadpool 2 director David Leitch. He's set to take the helm of this Ubisoft game. And how about stars? Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain are already set. The Duke Nukem movie. This, of course, with Gearbox teaming with Jean-Julien Baronet. He did the Assassin's Creed movie. And they're supposed to have John Cena. The only thing is that, you know, Duke Nukem was an okay game back in the day, but that's a really old title now. Do kids even know what Duke Nukem is? Firewatch. Campo Santo's Firewatch was going to be adapted into a movie. It was announced. No more information after that. Five Nights at Freddy's. That's in the works from Blumhouse, but production really hit a snag after it was rejected by the creator of the game, Scott Cawthon. Fruit Ninja. Oh, my gosh. That's, of course, on your phone. That was reportedly going to be coming out. Remember, made by Half Brick. I don't see that getting done. Do you? Gears of War. This was another one that was announced years ago, and it was F. Scott Fitzgerald. No, F. Scott Frazier. He's the guy that did Collide. Guardians of the Galaxy star Dave Bautista admitted he considered playing Marcus Fenix. He said it would be his dream role. Now, the one I'd really love to see is Half-Life. There's a movie based on Half-Life. It was supposed to be with J.J. Abrams. But like anything Half-Life, Half-Life 3, anything Valve does with Half-Life now, it just doesn't happen. Heavy Rain. That was announced as a movie, wait for it, in 2006. The rights were bought out two different times. Now it belongs to New Line. It's probably safe to say this one will never see the light of day, even though it hasn't been officially canceled. Just Dance is going to be a video game. This was just announced a couple weeks ago. Screen Gems will do it. Kane and Lynch, this was announced 12 years ago, and it was supposed to be Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis. Now they're saying it's going to be Gerard Butler and Vin Diesel. Star power. Last of Us, they say that movie is in development hell due to the game's director, Neil Druckmann, who wrote the script. And he said that if it ever went ahead and get made now, he doesn't want them to use his script. All right. 9 years ago, it was announced that Marvel Studios head Avi Arad would be adapting Mass Effect for the big screen for Warner Brothers Legendary Pictures. Last we heard about that was in 2013. Mega Man. 6 years ago, it was announced that Mega Man with Capcom, Captain Commando, 20th Century Fox, they would be making it, and it was going to be written and directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schumann. Nothing left. Metal Gear Solid. Yordan Vogt Roberts will direct the adaptation of this Konami game, of course, rooted in the Hideo Kojima lore. So the script is apparently done. They just haven't made the movie yet. Metro 2033, that one's on hold. Apparently the writer is butting heads with the creative director, Dmitry Golovsky. Minecraft the movie. Peter Sellette, who did Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, he will direct it. And will tell a story of a teenage girl trying to save the overworld from an Ender Dragon. Monster Hunter. This is a Paul W.S. Anderson movie. He's the Resident Evil guy. It'll be Mila Jovovich and Ron Perlman. Of course it will be. Monument Valley, Paramount Pictures, apparently has this with the animator Patrick Osborne to do the live-action CGI hybrid. And then Portal, speaking of Valve, this was supposed to be another J.J. Abrams movie. I don't see it now. Rainbow Six, Michael B. Jordan will star as John Clark. There's supposed to be two of these. Now, this one will get made because it's a Tom Clancy book, and this has way more than just video game appeal. Resident Evil is going to be rebooted by director Johannes Roberts this year. Also, The Sims, 12 years ago, 20th Century Fox said they're going to do a movie. Haven't heard anything since. The Tetris movie. That was Larry Kasanoff said he was going to put a sci-fi trilogy around it. I'd love to see that. Uncharted, that was with 10 Cloverfield Lane's Dan Trachtenberg. And he's supposed to be the new director. He's replacing Sean Levy. He had to leave for some schedule conflicts. And the movie will star Tom Holland. And finally, Watch Dogs. That was a movie announced 4 years ago, but it has lingered in development hell as well. But that the people behind it say it's, quote, still happening. The video games make more than movies. But movies don't make video games very often. Come on back.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Around the world on American Forces. Great to have you with us. Big fan of the military. I come from a military family, as I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we can appreciate what you all do out there to keep us and our allies safe. 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns, but it is 40 after the hour, and it is time to give away a brand new game. Speaking of Tetris, Rick, that's old. It is old, but not this game. The Tetris Effect. The Tetris Effect, rated E for everyone. This has gotten nines and tens. Some people say it's one of their games of the year already. And it is available on the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation Virtual Reality, or PSVR. I have it here for the 4. And it is developed by Monstars, Inc., Resonaire, and it's published by Enhance. And so one thing we know about Tetris is that it was just fine on the Game Boy's Herc monochrome display. Remember that? Boom, 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 boom. Sure we do. But with this hypnotic and wonderful blockbusting action, flashy interactive presentation as particles explode and backgrounds shift and evolve as you clear the lines, a treat for the eyes, to electronic jams and primal rhythms. So most of us, of course, have had some very intense moments with Tetris. As you start to fill up and it's getting higher and higher and higher, there's something about this music and this presentation and the explosions and especially the VR, the way the things come at you, that gives it new life. And so this is why I know Game Informer made it its Game of the Month and gave it a gold. Think about that. Their Game of the Month, Tetris Effect. So my question is, this one won't be as slam dunky as they usually are, but I think it's pretty easy if you know video games. You might remember the original Tetris. It had a church on it, a church that's located in the area of the Kremlin. What city is the Kremlin in? Is it Indianapolis? No. Close. Is it Edmonton, Alberta? No. Close. So just tell me at rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, that's the email address. Email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Since we're talking about Tetris, what city is the Kremlin in? Let me know, and the third correct answer will win Tetris Effect from Monstars, Inc., Resonaire, and published by Enhance. And it is available for the PS4 as I have it, and also for the PlayStation Virtual Reality. And how cool is that? The answer is very, very cool. Now, we will get to the upcoming games here in just a minute. And the biggie this week on the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, that's what you need to play it, is Kingdom Hearts 3. And this is, of course, an RPG. This is a Square Enix game. And it's the 12th installment now in the Kingdom Hearts series, if you can believe it. And by the way, Xbox One, too. It's a sequel to Kingdom Hearts 2. It's the final chapter in the Darkseeker saga. So it is set after the events of Kingdom Hearts 3D Dream Drop Distance. Say that 9 times fast. It's going to return protagonist Sora, and you will be joined, as always, by Donald Duck, Goofy, not just Mickey, but King Mickey, and Riku in the search for the 7 Guardians of Light and the key to return hearts. And they'll attempt to thwart the restored Xenohort's plan to bring about a second Keyblade War. So that journey is going to have them cross paths with a lot of characters and visit a lot of worlds, which are based on Disney and Pixar properties. So if you really want to go back and if you want to talk to Tetsuya Nomura or Tai Yoshi, Rie Nishi, all the guys back there at Square Enix in Japan, they'll tell you that all of this kind of started in 2006 when they released Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix. And this is how this the whole thing about attraction flow attacks, as they called it. And then they started to incorporate various Disney park attractions and mini games inspired by some of the Walt Disney Mickey Mouse cartoons and the style of those 1980s LCD games. But this is now on the Unreal Engine 4. And this game has already got great reviews, as you might imagine, just like its predecessors. A lot of hack and slash combat. And, you know, if you think about these, the evolution from what we saw from Kingdom Hearts to Kingdom Hearts 2 to Dream Drop Distance, the reveal of handheld games in the series where you could kind of experiment with the combat mechanics and then see some of those additions that come in Kingdom Hearts 3, the elements are what they were calling, Nomura was calling the skeleton of the game. And he said, quote, "When creating a Kingdom Hearts game, we start with a gameplay system that I think would be a fun element. And once we have the idea of the gameplay or system we want in place, we flesh out the story around it, surrounding the basic concept of what kind of fun we're going to have with this new installment." And they say they always are trying to do something new. So when people say, well, what happens? Well, Sora is the main playable character, as I said. So you have the ability, and you can have Donald Duck and Goofy, but you have the ability to have two additional characters join as well. So with Donald and Goofy, obviously you're going to have five players. And the action is going to be pretty frantic. It's going to be very flashy. There's going to be enemy AI that is much more intricate, they say this time around. Now Sora's got the magic, a new powerful spell to him, similar to kind of what Octa had to her in Kingdom Hearts 0.2 Birth by Sleep, a fragmentary passage. Remember that? Sora faces heartless nobodies and unversed in the game. The attraction flow, too, when you think about it, how it coincides with the Disney setting, it's always amazed me. It was sort of like when you saw Yoda actually get mad and fight the CGI Yoda with a sword, not just this helpless fat thing in a swamp, but could still brawl. I do remember one of the hardest things ever was on the old PlayStation 2. This was back in 2002 with Kingdom Hearts, was Tarzan going through the forest. And I remember I was asked by a friend to, he said, "Rick, you're good at video games. Get me through this." And I'm like, "Well, you're good too." And I couldn't do it. It was horrifying. You had to sort of like Remo Williams land on a bamboo stake and then jump at the right time to grab the vine that's swinging, and then you had to do it again. And it was, I think I tried it, I don't know, 75 times. I always wonder when developers QC their games and they work the betas out, and there are a lot of people who actually make their living by testing video games. It's not a lucrative job, but it's a fun job. And I just thought, how many times did they go back and just say, this is terrible? And they must have. I mean, if my friend and I, who are pretty good, if we really couldn't do it, and if we did, we didn't know how we did it, then you would probably think that the masses out there were going to be pretty much horrified. But sometimes developers, they really want to put some in there to separate the men from the boys, I guess. But as I said, Donald and Goofy. So who else can you have? Well, here's a couple. You got Riku, Kairi, King Mickey, Master, Arrakis, Terra, Aqua, Ventus, Leia, Ienzo, Roxas, Hainer, Pence, Olette, Jiminy Cricket, Chippendale, Yen Sid, and Ansem the Wise. You have them all there. Disney characters, also are Hercules and Jack Sparrow. You have Woody and Buzz Lightyear. You have Sully and Mike Wazowski, Rapunzel and Flynn Rider, Baymax, Marshmallow, and it goes on and on. And then Disney characters that you'll see throughout, Will Turner, Elizabeth Swann, Hector Barbosa, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Rabbit, Roo, Gopher, Scrooge McDuck. I know. And you think, boy, this game is really for little kids. Oh, au contraire. It's the antithesis of little kids. So this isn't one that I put a pre-order on. I want to actually take a look at it before I'm going to go ahead and I don't know if it's for me or not just yet. And it might be one of those things that might be worth a rental just to see if you want to go ahead and throw down your $69.99 there. So let's take a look at those new releases this week. Kingdom Hearts 3. That's going to lead it off for the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. Re-Legion. Not religion, Re-Legion. In the top-down isometric RTS Re-Legion, players become a prophet in a futuristic technocratic society. That's on the PC I mentioned. Nintendo Switch Mages of Mistralia accompany Zia as she strikes off to train and learn to control all her magical abilities that had her exiled. 8-bit Hordes. That's on the 4 and the 1. The hordes are coming. From the team that brought you 8-bit armies comes the fantasy RTS 8-bit hordes. Dragon Marked for Death. That's Dragon : Marked for Death on the Nintendo Switch. Dragon MFD is a 2D side-scrolling action RPG game where up to 4 players can play together. Ace Combat 7 Skies Unknown on the PC, putting gamers in the cockpit of the most advanced warplanes ever developed. Ace Combat 7 delivers the fiercest air dominance ever. This is the thing about a game like Ace Combat 7. This is not a pick-up-and-play flight sim. This is a flight sim. This is like the real deal. And that's why if you can get the very cool double-clutch controller for this, it might be a little bit better. But if you just want to fly around, this isn't the game. If you want something about as legit as it gets, then the real thing, then you do want it. Animal Super Squad on the Xbox One. That is a physics-based adventure game there. I'm hearing things. It lets you play as your favorite animal. That is on the One, as I mentioned. Hong Kong Massacre on the PS4, a vicious game set in Hong Kong filled with guns, bullets, slow motion, and blood. Man, tell me more, tell me more. And then finally, Wargroove, which is on the Switch, the One, and the PC. Wargroove is a turn-based strategy game for up to 4 players in which each player takes control of an army. That almost sounds a little bit like Risk. Somebody could do, is Risk the movie out there? Oh, wait, that's not a video game. That's a board game. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review, Cheat Code Time, and send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. An email here from Bethy. Like that name. Bethy. Bethy says, Rick, Lego Star Wars, the video game on the PS2, got some cheats like invincibility. I actually do. Invincibility in this game, you go into Dexter's Diner, you enter the code 4PR280. Once again, 4PR280. I got some more for you here, though. If you want to be Darth Maul, why wouldn't you be? At Dexter's Diner, select enter code and put in H35TUX, H35TUX. If you'd like to be Boba Fett, put in LA811Y. Once again, LA811Y. These are weird codes. If you want to be General Grievous, put in SF321Y. SF321Y. A couple more here. Django Fett at Dexter's Diner. Enter the code PL47NH. Once again, PL47NH. And finally, to be a super battle droid at Dexter's Diner, put in XZNR21. XZNR21. And there it is. Lego Star Wars, the video game on the PS2. That's an old game. Yeah, it is. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week with another live edition of the Video Game Review.